We started off with a protest. We ended with a struggle for liberation. By the end of that protest, it was clear that it was not longer about Africans. It was about ultimate struggle for liberation.
But it really becomes about how can you defeat repression in lots of different ways, by being creative, by still being what they don't want us to be. And this is where Steve Biko's writing becomes very important, because it's about they want us to be sort of the image of what it means to be black. We will live a different image of what it means to be black. And so in that way, you're defeating apartheid.
Agreeing with us, 76 still today is credited with having changed, brought change to South Africa, and who carried 76? The young people of the Black Consciousness Movement of those days, and we boldly say that.
And that is why I'll forever respect people like Solomon Mahlangu, who told his mother that, Mama, the tree of liberation shall be nurtured by the blood of the martyrs.
Years into our democracy, it becomes very clear that very little of the apartheid structures in our society have changed. Some people have been able to escape and become part of middle class and ruling class society through being part of either government or business. But for the great majority of people, they're still living in racialized ghettos.
And your life ain't worth shit. I don't care how many Mercedes Benzes you have, if it doesn't add to the collective development of your people.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.